Olá a todos e bem-vindos à After Party, tudo aquilo que fica por dizer na nossa Watch Party semanal. Já passámos um excerto da conversa com Aaron Mouton, o Maximus de Fallout, uma das séries mais populares da Prime Video, mas aqui na After Party não sobram pipocas no fundo do balde. Deixamos agora a conversa completa com o ator norte-americano em inglês em antevisão da segunda temporada que se estreia na quarta-feira.
First of all, Maximus has always been sort of a character that's stuck between a rock and a hard place. And in this season, he starts out, in theory, getting what he wants, being respected in the Brotherhood. But maybe that's not exactly what he wishes now, after what happened in season one. What was it like to portray that inner conflict of the character?
Well, it's a different challenge, right? We had this... This beautiful in our first season, you know, there's we really wanted to walk this tightrope with Maximus as a character where we could see how something that's like, you know, really integral to the game of choice, and that choice can lead a character down different paths. You know, there really is nothing malicious about Maximus, but sometimes he's trying to do the right thing and it is the wrong decision. And sometimes he's then choosing to do something that is wrong morally, potentially, but he's hoping that it's the right thing to do. You know, in the second season, it's a different type of tightrope that we're walking. You know, it's how to be given power, and then what do you do with it? You know, there's something that is trapped about him, because I think instinctually that's a little bit of his own survival, but also. He's going to figure out, as opposed to in our first season where, you know, Lucy and Maximus don't know what the head is, they don't know what's in it, they're being sort of controlled by other people. He's finding now that he has power in season two, what he wants to do with the world around him.
Mm-hmm. And it's that challenge of you have the power to make changes for the better or for the worse, and once again he doesn't really know sometimes if the decision he makes might lead to the results that he wants.
Yes,
the responsibility is bigger.
Yes, I connect with it about our world today, right? I mean, the world can seem extremely chaotic, and right and wrong can be very blurry to a degree, not like the wasteland, you know, where killing someone is often the right thing. But it's a wonderful adjustment. It's more of an expansion, I would say, on what we started with in our first
right.
season.
Season one, we see glimpses of the lore of the video game. Season two, we go straight into New Vegas. Did the success of season one give you guys more confidence in approaching the lore of the video games? And did it give more confidence to you as a performer?
I don't know that that word would have ever crossed my mind. I know that I have a lot of pride in working with the people that I work with on this show, from Jonathan Nolan, Graham in Geneva, to Howard Cummings, you know, with our sets, and Dana Pink, our costume designer. It's and my fellow actors, gosh, it's just, we could have really, I think, laid back and taken it easy. But we kind of really all still wanted to show up every day and go for broke, to do it like we've never done it, to do it like we haven't done it, and know that there's still more that we want to achieve out of this world.
And quickly, we have our time closing down. You think that fans are going to have a few surprises this season?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hope season 2 goes well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
A entrevista do João Malheiro a Aaron Mouton, o ator que interpreta Maximus na série Fallout. Na segunda temporada, que se estreia na quarta-feira, vamos continuar a acompanhar os protagonistas Lucy e Maximus, que chegam a New Vegas, um dos principais locais dos videojogos que dão origem à série. Na quinta-feira, mais um episódio do Watch Party, Daniela Roy fala sobre O Grito, nova série da RTP, uma conversa para ouvir em todas as plataformas de podcast e no site da Renascença. Renascença em rr.pt. Não se esqueçam de subscrever ao feed do Watch Party na app de que mais gostam de usar e de enviar as vossas sugestões para o e-mail watchparty@rr.pt. Vemo-nos então na Watch Party desta semana. Até lá!